This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Businesses across Wisconsin are cautiously opening their doors, not knowing how many customers they can expect with COVID-19 still a threat. Workers have mixed feelings on reopening, but as Shemaine Mills reports, many are desperate for a paycheck.
The coronavirus pandemic put a lot of people out of work. Some are returning, others never left, but many still don't know when and whether the job they had will still be needed. 30-year-old Javonte Woods was a dishwasher at a Madison restaurant before dining in was banned to prevent spread of COVID-19. Takeout means no silverware, plates, or glasses to wash, so Woods was out of work. Meanwhile, across the street, construction never stopped. Heavy trucks are beeping.
The establishments, they had shortage of customers, so I was laid off.
Woods thought about applying for unemployment, but never did.
I can work now and today, but who knows? I mean, you got new risks and new concerns.
Woods is concerned some customers might not come back, despite the best efforts of business to make them feel safe. Some stores in Madison were preparing to reopen after being shut down several months during the pandemic, but retailers on State Street had a setback. They were vandalized and looted during protests over police violence and racial injustice. On an early morning in June, the city's downtown was quiet, except for some dog walkers and city street crews. Music was being piped out onto State Street from inside a boarded-up restaurant. A few people were on their way to work and glad to be going.
Yeah, I feel really lucky.
That's 22-year-old Erica Hill, a UW-Madison student who landed an internship with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
A lot of my friends, their internships with major consulting companies was canceled, so I feel really lucky to work for, this is my second summer working with the Department of Transportation, and I feel really fortunate.
Her major is geological engineering. She'll be working in the agency's technical department to determine locations that can support traffic. If the internship hadn't come through, Hill dreaded a long summer with nothing to do and no income.
I have no idea, maybe look for a job at a restaurant or a grocery store, just anything for money, you know, like I'm a student, I need to pay all my loans, so.
She's not worried about working around others during a pandemic. Hill said she'll wear a mask and keep her distance. She won't be inside the office more than she needs to. Others aren't returning to work. They never left. Like 34-year-old Tom Neal, a registered nurse at a Madison hospital.
I'm just thankful to be able to work. I feel much worse for people who work in service industry, restaurants, you know, non-essential jobs, quote unquote, that have gotten furloughed. A lot of nurses I know who work in critical care have been furloughed as well because they don't have the patients for the hospital to support their salaries.
Neal isn't concerned about catching COVID-19 at work because testing is rigorous and there are precautions to prevent its spread. But he worries about others who are in close contact with the public day in, day out.
People that are busting their butts, you know, bagging groceries for a quarter of what I make at my job that is guaranteed, are taking all the risk all day long. If I'm going to get it from somebody, I'm going to get it from a coworker, not from a patient right now. They are all tested to the nines.
Health officials say testing can help start a stalled economy by allowing them to control the virus before it gets a grip on a community. And businesses are trying to do their part by cleaning more and preventing crowded conditions. Because no one wants to close again. Decision that could depend on whether there's a second wave of a disease the world is still struggling to understand. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.